part two of our coverage of Alex Boguski's keynote at Social Media Week.
So, remember one time I spoke at a thing like this, and we had just done the Burger King, the sort of creepy king, and I was saying, hey, the reason why he's creepy is because he looks like George Bush, and I put them side by side, and he looks a lot like George Bush, but he wasn't patterned after George Bush. And then I got back to my room. See, there's people with phones and stuff out here right now, like recording things. This was the beginnings of that. By the time I got back to my room, I was on Gawker saying that the Burger King is creepy because he looks like George Bush. And like lots of comments from people saying, go home, you long-haired commie. And meanwhile, most of the time, I'm the poster boy for capitalism because I work for all these giant companies. Kid win. But I am a believer in capitalism and in the power of capitalism. And I think it's done amazing things, but it is in crisis. I think it's in crisis. And part of that crisis is that the general notion of the way we've gone about it is the extraction of resources. And that's an expansive energy, right? You go out, you extract more, you make more, you consume more, and the energy goes out and out and out. Well, that works for a long, long time. But eventually, you hit the edge. And we know that we've hit the edge of our ecosystem. Quite literally, it would take 1.5 Earths to process the business that we're doing. People don't realize that the Earth is the biggest contributor to all our processes. The Earth does more for business than any business does in cleaning things up, cleaning the water, redoing the air. It's an amazing system. But we only have one, and we're using 1.5. That's not going to work. So what happens when you hit something? This is just physics. When you hit the edge of your bucket, the ripples go back in. So the energies reverse. They don't go a slightly different direction. They go a completely different direction. And this is one of the things I was seeing in business as I was working with all these big companies was shit just wasn't working anymore. All the things that we used to do weren't working anymore. All the things that they used to do weren't working anymore in the same way. Some of these direction changes you may recognize as this idea of disposability. It was really hard to sell a generation the notion of disposability. My grandfather, every morning would get dressed and he would put a handkerchief in his pocket and he'd go out into the world, and when he needed to blow his nose or wipe off something and, spill some coffee, whatever it was, and they'd stick it back in his pocket. Well, you couldn't convince him to use paper towels. He came from the Depression. He would never use paper towels. But we were able to convince a generation that everything could be disposable. And if you start to pay attention to your own life, you're probably overwhelmed by the idea of how much trash you're almost forced to make now in the process that's been created. In the exact opposite direction is this energy of sustainability. So how is it that we've gone from this notion of disposability to suddenly we have to go the other direction? Well, it's that we literally have hit the edge. Competition was what it was all about, and now you heard it in the intro, you'll hear it over and over, I'm sure you'll hear it all week, it's all about collaboration. It wasn't about collaboration for most of my career. We never talked about collaboration, we talked about killing the other guy. But you can't kill the other guy in a finite space when you realize you're all together on this one island, and now it's about collaboration. Secrecy, the secret ingredients, the IP, and now we're seeing like open source, sharing IP. The energy is very much going towards transparency and pulling down those separations between you and your customer, between you and your competitor. Totally opposite energy from the individual to community, and that's something that Social Media Week, I think, is all about. So we're witnessing a capitalist revolution. And this is a different kind of revolution. I believe that's what what this is about. If you've gotten a chance to read Umair Haque's A Capitalist Manifesto, it's amazing. If you haven't, check it out. He's brilliant. He blogs on this stuff all the time from Harvard Business Review. And he's a judge at Common, which I'll talk about in a little bit. So, impact entrepreneurs. I sometimes call them impact. There's a lot of different names. I think here we're calling them social entrepreneurs, right? But there's this notion that capitalism doesn't have to be all about those old ideas. Doesn't have to be about competition. Doesn't have to be about secrecy. Can be about transparency and openness and sharing and collaboration. And it can also solve social ills. So can you take what's amazing about capitalism, which is it creates wealth and it makes sustainable, makes ideas sustainable, and combine it with solving social issues? And impact entrepreneurs are the folks that are beginning to do this. I think that it sort of started with these guys, Ben and Jerry's. In my generation, I'm 48, so you know what my generation is. My generation, and maybe a little bit older, we had Ben and Jerry's. And we thought it was so freaking awesome that we had Ben and Jerry's. And we were so proud of ourselves as a generation that we created this one fucking company that combined the idea of, you know, selling stuff and doing the right thing. And I guess maybe it was worth something. They still are amazing. I don't know if you noticed, but recently they made transparent all their political giving. That's something that as consumers we should expect from every company. You know, you may be surprised to know AT&T gives a lot to the Tea Party, and yet you have an AT&T phone. And maybe you like that, maybe you don't. But you should know, right? You should know that you're voting with your dollars in that way. Ben and Jerry's thinks you should know, and they've posted all that. But the new generations come along, and they're not really satisfied with this idea that out of the thousands or millions of businesses that there's one or two. I should mention Patagonia, of course. So I will. So there was two. So I've fallen in love with social entrepreneurs. And it began while I was still in the agency business, and I just really wanted to be around them, I guess, because if you're in love with something, you want to help it, you want to see it grow, you want to hang out with it, and so we created a thing called Common, and we call Common the world's first collaborative brand, and the idea is that we can create a brand that's a shareable asset, that's a shareable community, and that someone was laughing back there and it distracted me. Is it because I ran out of room and I went up with the, okay, good. It was supposed to be funny. And also saves time, because I didn't want to draw it over after I'd done that awesome logo by hand. a little behind the scenes. So we've created this brand in this organization, and what Common wants to do is it wants to help accelerate social entrepreneurs, because we love social entrepreneurs. One of the things that is the absolute most fun that we get to do is we do this thing called Common Pitch. And the first one we ever did, we did in Boulder, and we rented out the Boulder Theater. And, you know, we put the money down for the theater and booked a night, and then you're on the hook, right? It's like, okay, we're going to do this. And the idea is that we're bringing social entrepreneurs in, and they're going to present. They've got 5 minutes to present their idea to an audience, and that's supposed to be entertaining. And we were thinking, God, I hope this is actually entertaining. I don't know if it really is entertainment or not. So you can see on the marquee here, we also booked a band called Tennis, which is a local Denver band, really awesome, great following. Anyway, all these people are watching an entrepreneur, they're not watching the band. In fact, when the band started to play, I feel bad, but everyone left. I don't feel that bad, but you obviously feel worse than I do. I was really excited that people were there for the entrepreneurs and they were there for the ideas. and supporting the ideas. And a lot of really amazing things have come out, and some amazing companies have come out of that night. Here's a short video. Themes in common. One is do shit that matters. A friend of mine is a Buddhist monk, and actually he's not anymore, but he was for a long time. He spent like 6 years of silent meditation in a cave in Burma. And you come out really different. and he's really different and very thoughtful, you know, and when he speaks, he's got these big pauses. I'm like, is that some like affectation they teach you in like monk school, right? To talk like kung fu, it is. So he does this exercise where he'll put you on your deathbed, and then ask you, like, what is it that you wish that you? It's very powerful. I actually get choked up thinking about it. What is it that you wish you had done. Think about what are the decisions you wish you had changed and what you had done, what didn't you do. And this is something that I'm really, like, that I want to do. This is something that doesn't always make sense, and I don't know what's going to happen, but something that I really want to do, and I feel passionately about.
That's it for part two of Alex Boguski's keynote at Social Media Week. Tune in next week for part three.
So within the different models of social entrepreneurs, collaborative consumption is an important one. And it's based on collaboration. That was redundant. And it's based around this idea that there's enough stuff. Now we know for a fact that there's enough stuff. There's enough food, there's enough things. We just suck at distributing things. And one of the powers of social media is it's allowing us to begin to get really good at distributing the things that we have.
Next week on The Buzz Bubble.